dead. Linus was quite content that the coin had decided for him to lie and the consequent evening of leisure. He put the box in a bag and ran home, immediately starting to perform all kinds of experiments. His curiosity and inventiveness drove him to understand what was going on with the funny optical effect he saw that day. Yet, he observed something else. When he put one or more of his tin men on top of the box, in particular configurations, the blurriness disappeared suddenly, with no apparent reason. He froze, while a sudden feeling of dread caught him in the heart. No! Not my brother! Linus dropped the box and ran out of the house. He shouted and shouted, trying to wake the rest of the village. Leo is in danger! Help! Something terrible has happened in the mines! Run and help, please! Sleepy reactions from the villager rapidly became annoyed, then worried, then panicked, as everybody assumed Linus had just come from the mine. In no time, a small army of people was running to the mines, finding the whole entry to the mine was stuck with rocks and debris, grey smoke making the air blurred and heavy. Every second counted here, as the air in the mine would drop rapidly along with the survival probability of those inside. But those were miners deep in their hearts. They knew what to do and how to do it fast. The hundreds of hands worked together like a machine, and soon, almost miraculously, they finally freed the entrance. Linus held his breath, looking at the people leaving the mines one by one, till...
Leo!
Cried Linus. No one was severely injured, and no one knew how help had appeared so fast. Linus dropped to the floor unconscious. Waking up, Linus finds himself feverishly at home, not remembering how he got there.
Leo! Was he alright? Or was it a dream?
The box was still there where he had left it. Upset-minded, Linus opened it for the first time.